We're recording, yay. So I'm Miri. People know that. This is going to be a janky ass audio recording because I don't believe in editing because I'm a dick. Person joining me today is Trapdoor Crabsworth, and you might know him from such podcasts as the Dr. J Self-Help podcast
Hello.
that and then also as Howard from the Christmas special.
Oh yes, it's a great pleasure to be here. Now I do have a question there, Myrie. Why did I not have a sex scene?
Apparently people don't like to think about their parents having sex.
Well,
So
you see, with age comes experience, though.
and as you can see, he knows how to make me laugh, which is why he's here, because I'm talking about The Dentist Part 9 out of 10, which got released. And I have mixed emotions about All Good because that is the 100th script I have written during a period of time where I thought it was going to be a struggle to get to 52. And now I'm over 100. And it was written before the big Christmas spectacular. So that was great. So, yeah, so I'm like, it's over.
No, it's over. Whatever will you do? Of course,
I
there is the
know.
option of making new scripts and finding new ways to make your mind go pitter-patter and finding ways to make your undergarments go pitter-patter as well.
And then I don't think you know this. So it's Eli filled that entire series.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it's A plus on the sound design, sound effects. Same one who did the Hallmark special, so you know his work. The set, and I feel like he did this on purpose because he knows me. He opens it with like literally taken from a movie scene, romantic movie scene music, and that's
Oh,
what
that's
you're hearing
perfect.
slowly fade in because the final
Okay.
scene with the two characters is they've done all this spy shit. They killed white collar criminals on a plane, landed the plane in Scotland, crashed a wedding in a Scottish castle. Like, oh my God. And now they're having, like, you know, the tawdry love scene where they say, I love you too, is that's what's happening.
Oh, no, I remember I had my tawdry love scene with my wife. It was kind.
So yeah, so that's what's going on. And so you have this like super emotional ripped from a movie music slowly fading in until the like I love yous. And what kills me about him is he does it in like this bare whisper that you can't hear. And then he comes out and says it. And I'm just like, why do you have to do this so perfectly? It's not fair. So
Oh,
much better.
come now, you're just being jealous.
I know, right? So yeah, so that like I almost cried when the music faded in. I and what is it, Mr. Crabsworth knows
No,
that I don't tend to cry over stuff like that.
it doesn't really matter what it is. This woman is stone-faced as hell. So to hear that there is this man who can make her cry, fills me to no end with just sheer joy and amazement. I've had the pleasure of working with Eli on a couple of things, and just bravo, sir, bravo. You've done all of us proud.
He really has.
Yeah, he really has.
Yeah, so I'm not going to talk about the sex because everybody knows that I will say this. I was very nervous about that script because I was like, it's an ending. It has to be good. It can't just be like passable. It has to be good. So I don't
He
ever
rubbed
know.
her soul. Did you put in? He rubbed her shoulder sensually.
No, but I think I'll open up another audio like that. That's just
Okay.
what will be the opening. He rubbed her shoulders sensually. No context. That's just what it's gonna be. But so I will say I never really know how stuff is gonna work until I hear it. So yeah. I was very pleased with how it worked. I am going to say 50% of that was the, probably 60% of that was the performance. But yeah, so that was like, I had my whole like emotional bit and then it goes into like the sex scene and I'm like, yay, it actually worked. That's good. And then I was waiting for the ending because, so I need to explain a bit for Mr. Crabsworth here how crazy this series has been. So this series started as a dare where I wrote a script. It was a one-off. It was supposed to be funny about a patient goes to a dental office, has her cleaning. She's really sad. And he's like, why are you sad? The boyfriend who was a jerk broke up with her. And then it's like, what do you mean? He never went down on you. You can do that. And it's a dental dam cunnilingus scene. And Eli filled it and performed it with a level of sincerity that I did not believe was possible. Like, people were having emotional reactions. Like, I just want someone to do this for me. I just, like, people were connecting with this. And I was like, fuck. Now I have to write a series. So, and the third one is where it got weird. The third one, fantastic sex scene. They decide that they're going to be like boyfriend and girlfriend. Isn't that great? Relationships? Because that's what this stuff is all about. And then he goes, he starts giggling and she's like, what's going on? He's like, there's this red dot on you that I can't get off. Yeah. It moves when you're moving. And then you hear them go, wah! And then two gunshots go through. So that opens up to the next episode where it's revealed she's a spy. Her ex-boyfriend was actually a drug lord criminal that she like turned against. And he's now sent everyone out to kill her. Of course, as they're in this getaway scene with like guns drawn and everything, they have sex because that's how these things go. They end up kidnapping somebody. You don't realize they kidnap somebody. So I opened a very romantic scene and it ends with them walking over and taking the hood off the dude. It's insane. They blow up a building that nobody second guesses. There's like the plane scene that I told you about where they kill all these people with guns because apparently you can do that on the plane with no ramifications. So that's where this series has gone. Just complete ridiculousness, even for this type of like romance novel, right?
Sounds.
It's unrepentant criminal island on crack.
Well, like... there you go. You finally got your island. So
you're just like, what is wrong with you?
Exactly. You know, I've known you for a couple of years now, and. You know, I've gotten to the point where I thought to myself, okay, nothing can really surprise me. You actually made Unrepentant Criminal Island.
Normal? And
yeah, yeah. So I feel like I have to do this for you just out of respect.
We're going to the island. You do not want to come. Unrepentant Criminal Island in Ivory Witch. Yeah!
I love that song so fucking much. So, back at the castle, music, everything's like, I was really happy about it working. I was like, everyone's going to be happy. This is great. So, they crashed a wedding at a Scottish castle. So, of course, they hear fireworks. Of course, they have to put the robes on and go out on the balcony, right?
Yep.
Affirming the I love yous. Then he's like, I can't keep this secret from you anymore. And the music kicks in. And that's when he reveals that he is a dentist, but he's also a handler of talented people. And he's putting a team together and he wants her on the team. And of course, you know, how about I show you what I mean by talented people? So he calls on a cell phone. It's Pam, who way back in an episode was introduced as the receptionist at the dental office. So I was like, yay, we got Pam back. And he's like, send him over. Hangs up. You'll see in a minute. You hear this caw and these flapping wings land on the balcony. And he goes, this is Nighthawk. He can fly. I'm asking you to join the Extractors Initiative. And I fucking lost my shit. I was like, this is fucking amazing. Because the only direction I wrote was a sound like someone swooping, flying in and landing happens. That was the extent of the direction. So we've got like fucking Birdman here through all the SFX. And like the tension spy music building up. You think they might break up. They don't. And it's the Extractors Initiative.
Definitely a thing.
Nobody knows you're on camera, and I've been watching your face the entire time being like, oh my god, why do I know this person?
Why do I know this person? All right, so this is why you have the job in Arkham, for God's sake. I finally understand. After all these months, I finally understand.
So I am...
So after she performs the extraction.
I know, right? So anyway, I was happy for that ending because it did keep me from crying because I was just like, it's over and it's so beautiful and everyone's going to love it. So I'm happy that ending happened because it kind of reminded me that I might have to write a short story about how Nighthawk came to be. Now that he has wings and he makes a sound, it's just fantastic. I'm like, so yes, yeah, so I'm super happy about it. I'm glad I didn't cry. It's nice to see it end. I was afraid to listen to it because when I was sent the link, there was a literal knife stab in my heart. And I was like, it's over. How can it be over? The craziest thing I ever put together. How can it be over? Like, just fucking insane. I also appreciate the fact that you haven't heard it, so I can explain it to you and actually understand how insane this idea was.
Yep.
Just insane. And there's one other thing I should mention. So at the end of each episode, there was a PSA announcement. I'm not even kidding, like a full-on PSA announcement. And what happened is at one point, the PSA VA is like, look, I can't do this. Like, breaks the fourth wall. Like, this is, what is this thing? Why do we need PSAs? Like, nobody's listening to it. And so the unseen person in the audio booth starts flirting with the VA. And then the PSA VA gets to end it off with like finding love and having a sex scene in the middle of like at the end of these PSAs.
So literally everyone gets a sex scene except for Howard.
Yes, everyone except Howard. But like, would you want, like, come on, Howard doesn't have normal sex. Howard talks innuendo and somewhere in that sex happens, but you don't know where.
Yeah, this is true. Of course, my favorite one was when I had a petticoat and I said to my wife, Ellen, my dear, let us go to the junction. It was the best 32 seconds of my life. And that's how my daughter was born.
I love the fact you did a petticoat junction reference. Oh, my God. So Eli did an amazing job. We'll say kudos to Eli. Snaps for Eli.
Congratulations, Eli. You have made her soul twinkle.
It's true. It's very true. Oh my God. It's so true.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Eli.
Eli. Eli.
So,
So I have a question, just because I'm super interested. Okay. The Birdman short story.
Yes.
So do you have a timeline on that? Like, are you going to like spoil anything for the viewers?
So it's actually going to involve a character that was a secondary character in an audio series I did almost a year ago. So that's the hint. So it's actually going to tie into another series because I'm nuts, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just want to make work for myself. Like, you know how it is. You make work for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. You have to. It keeps you young.
It does. And then one day you're old and you're beat up and you're like, I'm exhausted.
It's time to the Petticoat Junction.
I really should do a senior's script. I really should.
You really should, just because there has to be a market for that, right?
Oh, there does. Like seniors are getting more and more tech savvy.
But
like,
there you go. Like, there has to be something out there for people of advanced age, and you know, one thing leads to another. And
okay, so odd fact of the night, and I found this out through like mutual acquaintance chain. Because this wouldn't be a Muri unfiltered audio of nonsense if I didn't include a random fact that people didn't need to know. So through like weird mutual things, apparently in the UK, it is very difficult to find any porn in UK accents that are not about MILFs and seniors.
Well, that does explain a lot of things now, doesn't it?
That's why the queen's so young. I don't know, like, yeah. Still alive.
Well, for heaven's sake, she's like the ageless wonder.
Honestly, she's apparent. Like, somebody did a chart of how many other, like, heads of the world she's outlived. And it's kind of nuts. And I actually want her to keep going, if that sounds weird.
No. She deserves to end it on her terms whenever she wants to do it.
Yeah, like,
but dear God, that I'm sorry, that woman is a saint. Like,
it's the puppets.
Yes, of course, there's a couple of corgis there, but you know what really gets the queen going is that you know, the thoughts of a king that's no longer there, and then all of a sudden she thinks to herself that she's the most eligible bachelorette there is.
No. So yay, that was the odd fact. That was my like post-mortem on this 100th script thing. Oh fucking hell, I should probably say thank you to everybody who like has enjoyed the work that I've done. I like creating, so this has been a lot of fun for me to be able to do this, and I hope you enjoy the crazy shit I come up with. I have no idea how I'm going to top the dentist, if I'm perfectly honest, for weirdness. I have zero clue how that will ever happen. So it's been, and it's almost been a year since I published my first script. So, well, released. Posting on Reddit isn't really publishing, but recently my first script. So thank you everybody for enjoying this crazy rigmarole. In 2 weeks, because I've got the voice of Mr. J here, I may as well mention this. In 2 weeks, there will be a Valentine's spectacular episode of Dr. J's self-help that I'll be on.
It's going to be wonderful.
It really is. If you've never listened, you don't need to. You need no context. I think that's what we, as the
come in and code.
Yeah, we if you listen to it, there'll be like tidbits for you, but you don't have to listen to the podcast in order. You do not have to have heard anything from this thing. And it's sort of my other side of humor, which obviously my trapdoor Crabsworth fully understands. So if you want to, it will be posted on my Twitter. Hashtag something. We don't have a hashtag. I just realized we don't have a hashtag. So hashtag something when we come up.
Hashtag something.
And do you have any final words to say, Trapdoor Krebsworth?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is so wonderful to watch Miri sit here and hold back tears, because I can see her on camera right now. She is just like, oh my God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? My life is ruined. I have no meaning. So for all of those who enjoy her brand of humor and her brand of writing, thank you so much for making her dreams and whatever goes on in that strange, strange, strange head come out. Hashtag sex scene for Howard. And
that's the new hashtag. Hashtag sex scene for Howard.
Yeah. But other than that, always a pleasure to work with you. I'm probably the only person who says that.
Yeah, you kind of are.
No, but like to everybody listening, you have no idea the impact you have made on this woman's life. So honestly, congratulations. Before all of you, she just had these thoughts internally. She didn't know how to voice them externally. Then Rennie came along and she thought to herself, what the hell? And you people, you wonderful people, you came out and you supported this woman on her tirades, on her quest to become something more than she is. But congratulations, Miri. Congratulations to the dentist and especially to Eli. And
totally the sound.
Yeah. And always a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.